Jack and the Beanstalk. Jack lives in a village. He lives with his mother in a small house. They are poor. They have a cow. The cow gives milk. They drink milk and sell it. But one day, the cow does not give the milk. Now Jack and his mother do not have money. The mother asks, "Jack, what will we do?" Jack answers, "Mother, I will find work." But his mother says, "We have to sell the cow, and then you will get work." Jack answers, "Mother, if you want, I will go and sell the cow. Goodbye." He takes the cow and walks to the market. At the market, he meets a man. The man likes his cow. He is ready to buy it. He says, "Jack, sell me your cow." Jack is surprised. He does not understand why the man knows his name. He answers, "I will sell you the cow. What is your price?" The man answers, "I have 5 beans. You will give me your cow, and I will give you the beans." Jack says, "No, you are a swindler. 5 beans are a bad price for my cow." The man says, "Jack, the beans are magic. You will be rich." Jack does not believe him. He asks, "What magic can they do?" The man answers, "You can plant them, and they will grow to the sky. You can climb to the sky and walk there. If this is not true, you can have your cow back." Jack believes the man. He takes the beans, gives the cow to the man, and runs home. He is happy. His mother sees him and thinks that he has a lot of money. She asks, "Do you have 5 gold coins? 10? Or maybe 20? Jack smiles and says, "Mother, I have 5 magic beans. We will be rich." Mother cries, takes the beans, and throws them out the window. She does not believe Jack. She says, "You are a silly boy. How can you take beans? We are poor. How will we live without money and our cow?" Jack goes to his room. He's very sad. He goes to bed and sleeps. In the morning, he gets up and does not see the sun. He goes out of the house. There is a big beanstalk near the house. It goes to the sky. Jack begins to climb it. He climbs and climbs and climbs and climbs. At last, Jack is on the sky. He sees a road. He walks along it and comes to a huge house. There is a huge woman near it. Jack says, "Do you have breakfast for me? I'm very hungry." The woman answers, "Do you want breakfast? You can become breakfast for my husband. He is an ogre and eats boys." Jack says, "Please help me. I am very hungry. I cannot walk." The woman gives Jack breakfast. He eats and hears heavy steps. The woman shows Jack a place to hide. The ogre comes and eats breakfast too. Then he sleeps. Jack comes out and sees 3 bags with gold. He takes 1 bag and runs down the beanstalk and gives the gold to his mother. They are rich now. Soon, Jack and his mother spend all their gold. So Jack climbs the beanstalk again. He comes to the ogre's house and sees the huge woman again. She says, "Where is my husband's bag with gold?" Jack answers, "I do not know. I do not have the gold, but I am hungry again." The huge woman is kind. She gives him a tasty breakfast and hides him from the ogre. The ogre brings a hen. He says, "Lay," and the hen lays a golden egg. Soon, the ogre sleeps, and Jack takes the hen and runs down the beanstalk to his house. He gives the hen to his mother. The hen lays a golden egg. The mother is very happy. Jack and his mother are rich now. Jack and his mother have the magic hen and the money now. They are not poor. Mother says, "Jack, we have everything now. Please, do not climb the beanstalk." But Jack wants to climb the beanstalk again. One morning, he climbs it. He climbs and climbs and climbs and climbs. At last, Jack is on the sky. He sees a road. He walks along it and comes to the ogre's house. He does not see the huge woman. He hides in the house. Soon, the ogre and his wife come. They have a magic golden harp with them. It sings nice songs. They listen to it and sleep. Jack takes the harp and wants to run down the beanstalk to his house, but the harp sings, "Master, master!" The ogre gets up and runs after Jack. He wants to eat him. Jack is scared. He jumps off the beanstalk and shouts, "Mother, give me an axe!" His mother brings him an axe, and he cuts the beanstalk down. The ogre falls and dies. Jack and his mother have money, the magic hen, and the magic harp. They are rich. Jack marries a princess, and they live a happy life together.